Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 6, day 1 of the study of Romans. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Romans 9, 1 through 5. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. Join me as we pray before we get started. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us today, God? Give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding into who you are. We want to know you more, not just know more about you, God. Give us a fascination with your word and grow our love for you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Romans chapter 9, starting in verse 1. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it through the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. Okay, so right there, this is a very interesting way to say something. You know, Paul is about to say something that he obviously believes that anyone reading or listening would believe a lie. There's no way that someone would believe that a human being would think this. And so he's prefacing it with such a strange turn of phrase, is he's saying, you know, I'm speaking the truth, and then he throws in Christ, and I'm not lying. My conscience, so he's saying he's basically proving it to himself and saying that the Holy Spirit is confirming it within him, is that he's got this great sorrow and unceasing anguish in his heart. What is that great sorrow and anguish over? And when he says unceasing anguish, I truly don't believe that Paul is speaking in hyperbole. I truly don't. The weight that Paul is carrying here, I believe is huge. Paul was a Pharisee, and he tried to be the greatest Pharisee the Jews had ever known. He worked really diligently to impress all of the rest of the Pharisees with his zeal by going and actually arresting Christians, trying to squash this little Jewish cult rebellion. He was doing everything in his power to try and eliminate it. So Paul had great zeal for his countrymen and for their religion. And what he's about to tell us is the subject of his great sorrow and unceasing anguish. And I believe that this anguish truly is unceasing. I believe it's something that is gnawing at the back of his mind all the time. And I believe this because I've had a similar experience for our own nation. Let's read on. Verse 3. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption to sonship. Theirs is the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. So let's pause there. So what Paul is saying is the anguish is for his people, Israel, because they rejected Christ. And Paul is saying, I wish that I could be cut off and cursed from Christ. Paul is wishing upon himself an eternity of justly deserved punishment in hell, away from God, so that his people, the people of Israel, would know him. This is the great anguish. Paul knows that they've rejected him. And then Paul, on top of that, the Lord's made it very clear to him that God has called him not to the Jews, but to the Gentiles. With Jesus, it was very, very clear. Jesus said, the Lord did not send me to the Gentiles. He sent me to the lost sheep of Israel. Now, that didn't mean that Jesus didn't love the Gentiles. It just meant that the Lord, to fulfill his word, to fulfill all of the law, not to overtake the law or to get rid of the law, but to fulfill the law, Jesus came only to redeem the Jews. It was into their hands, into the Jews' hands, that God gave the dignity and the privilege and the obligation to go reach the Gentiles with the good news of salvation. And that's what Paul is doing. God has, as far as we know, Paul is the first of many, many, many people that God ordained specifically to go to the Gentiles. Even the 12 apostles still felt that at least at first, that they were still called only to the Jews. They didn't go to Gentiles or anyone else until Peter was supernaturally called to go to Cornelius' house in the book of Acts. Everyone up to that point were Jews. And Jesus made it very clear is you're going to be my witnesses of what he told them right before he ascended unto Jerusalem, Judea, and then to Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth. And so there's a progression. And so at first, Jesus had called them very specifically to the Jews, to their people in their own land, but eventually he was going to send them out. And it seems, because of the way the events unfolded in Acts, that Paul became, again, we don't know this for sure, just because the Bible doesn't tell us that there were other people doesn't mean there weren't. Many times people say, well, Paul is the only one who is the missionary to the Gentiles, and that's not true. He definitely wasn't by the end of his life, and he might not have even been the first. But as far as Scripture tells us, he was the first missionary. He was the first one ordained to go and take the good news specifically to the Gentiles. And I think whereas he honors that calling that the Lord has given him, I think it causes him anguish at the same time. The Lord is basically telling Paul, don't spend time on the Jews. I want you going to the Gentiles. And those are his people. The Lord is telling him specifically, don't bother with your people. The Lord didn't necessarily tell him that. We read the book of Acts and we see that Paul would go to the synagogues and teach there and plead with them to believe in Jesus. But really, Paul's main goal, his main thrust was always to the Gentiles. And so this caused him a lot of anguish. And I said that I had very similar experiences. The Lord, I had a very dramatic encounter in 2001 and 2003, and I feel like the Lord has spoken to me about this nation, and I feel very much the same. Maybe not to the degree that Paul does, but I can believe him because I have some experience with this, is that I do have unceasing anguish in my heart for our nation, for the direction that things are going. It causes me great pain on a continual basis. It's always gnawing at the back of my mind. I have two alarms set on my phone. If you want to learn more about this, you can go to 714prayer.org or go to the 714 Prayer Facebook page. You can find out how to set two phone alarms on your smartphone to remind you to pray for America at 7:14 a.m. and 7:14 p.m. And the experience that I was speaking of, where the Lord really dramatically encountered me about our nation, I wrote a book about it, and it's called The Year of the Lord's Favor. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to darrenhibbs.com and find a link to that book. Again, it's The Year of the Lord's Favor. You can also type in my name, Darren Hibbs, in Amazon, and go find that. I encourage you, if you're the reading type, which not everyone that listens to the podcast are, but if you are the reading type, I would encourage you to pick up a copy of that book, because I believe it's a powerful message to our nation today. Anyway, continuing on, let's start over in verse 4. The people of Israel, theirs is the adoption to sonship. Theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple, worship, and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen. So Paul is kind of finishing up this thought here. And he's going to pivot again. And this feels like a big pivot again. He's doing this several times where there's a very abrupt change in what he's saying. If you don't read the book of Romans over and over again, I encourage you, read this book 10 times in 10 weeks. If you don't do that with Romans, it's going to feel a lot like maybe, say, Isaiah, where it feels like there are a lot of different prophecies about different places just kind of all strewn together with no internal logic. If you just read Romans once, it would seem that there's not a lot of internal logic to Paul's pivots where he's changing directions all the time. But there really is. And once you read this over and over again, you start to get it in you, you see where he's going with this. I think if you read it once, you after a while, you see where he's going with it. But he's very abrupt. And I think he's being abrupt on purpose. I don't think this is just a trailing train of thoughts. I think this is Paul being very intentional about the message that he's giving. And I think he's stopping, he's pausing, and he's doing this change of direction very abruptly on purpose because it's going to have a message, a point to it that's going to tie everything together that he's already said. And he's going to be talking next about the Lord's love for the Gentiles and how that relates to the Jews. And in Rome, at this time when he's writing this, there are Jews and Gentiles. We know from the book of Acts that at some point, and we know from history, that at some point Emperor Claudius, the Caesar, the emperor of Rome, kicked all of the Jews out of Rome. He was so sick of them, so sick of their way of life, and he was very irritated with the manner in which they behaved. He kicked them all out of Rome. And in that time period, we're told that's when the church in Rome began to flourish amongst the Gentiles. Before Paul. And then at some point, the Jews were allowed back in. They came back in. The church had been running without them for some amount of time. And now the tables had turned, at least in the city of Rome, is now instead of Gentiles struggling to feel like they were second-class citizens in the church, now the Jews were somewhat treated as second-class citizens within the church. And so Paul is going to be, to some extent, addressing that concern and explaining what's going on, the relationship between Jew and Gentile now after Jesus has come and made atonement for our sins and gone to be with the Lord again. And that's what a good bit of this chapter and the next few chapters is going to be about. But that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I really am glad you joined me. As always, I appreciate it when you leave a review on iTunes. I read every one, and I'm thankful for them. They're encouraging. It's one of the best ways to let other people know about this podcast. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.